Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The heat is on. Actually, the heat and humidity are on, and I am loving it. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Solstice weekend, June 21st and 22nd. Hey, man, hunting season's on the way. Daylight starts to get a little bit shorter. And yes, I just love this kind of weather. Now, south winds, it may mess up the water a little bit. You're keeping that cold water coming in. Don't worry. Things will turn around. Hey, we have a really jam show coming. Are you people aware of the flounder bite on the beach? I know I don't like to do two topics same in a row week to week. We had Cape May fluke on last week, but the surf fluke bite is absolutely insane up and down the beach. We're gonna have a segment on that. So coming up, though, Republican gubernatorial candidate winner thumped him, Jack Cittarelli. We're going to be talking Jersey, hunting and fishing rights a little bit. After that, some fluke on the beach. New company out. Not new. They've been around two or three years. Stack tackle. Making an impact big time. But I'm just, don't forget now, frogging in the ponds and lakes, the largemouth, the pickerel, the snakeheads are going ballistic. Now, here's my problem. You know me. I love my catfishing. Their spawn on the big channels is about to start. They're going to go into a little bit of a funk. You want your hair standing on end. Get a frog, get a rattler, get it through the lily pads, the bass, the pike, the bass pickerel, rather, and the snakeheads. A lot of fun. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Governor Jack coming up. Then Jenny Ackerman talking fluke from the beach. She was the Fisherman Magazine. And then we have the Stack Tackle Boys. Jam show. Woo! I need more time. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Once again, we're joined by our good friend Scott Spencer of Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel. Scott, I know you can't wait to make this announcement, so take it away.
Batteries Plus has always been known for providing excellent sales and service to South Jersey. We're proud to announce our technology service centers are now 100% Apple and Samsung certified. Attaining these rigorous certifications with our technology partners is just another example of how we continue to deliver on our commitment to quality and our customers.
Can you explain what the certifications mean to your customers?
Having a Samsung and Apple certification, it's the training, it's the hours of support, it's the equipment that we're using, it's the software to check and double check to make sure that your repair is done right the first time, and all the components that we use to repair your phone, we use original Apple and Samsung parts.
Find just about any battery you need and also get your Apple or Samsung phone certified repaired. Scott, now tell us how to find you.
Go to batteriesplus.com, type in your location, and choose Northfield or Mount Laurel.
Enjoy a summer of more with limited time offers on new rides at Boardwalk Honda. You'll turn every trip into its own destination in the 2025 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive, now available to lease for only $399 a month for 36 months. From cross-town to cross-country, the all-new CR-V is built with adventure in mind, thanks to its versatile rugged design and spacious cabin and cargo areas. And you'll make every mile a moment to remember when you lease the 2025 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $329 a month for 36 months. Combining intelligent design and unmistakable style everywhere you look, the HR-V is the crossover that delivers an outsized driving experience in a compact SUV. Experience an endless summer of sunshine and possibilities in your new Honda with these special offers and more. Don't wait. Visit Boardwalk Honda today. Not all customers will qualify. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. Welcome to Circle,
where luxury meets affordability.
It's our June MVP sales event here at Circle Hyundai.
We're serving up deals, one Hyundai at a time.
Picture yourself driving an awesome 2025 Hyundai Sonata SEL or a 2025 Hyundai Venue Limited.
Stop by Circle Hyundai off of exit 109 on the Garden State Parkway or visit us online at CircleHyundai.com.
Experience the luxury of having your new Hyundai delivered right to your driveway today.
All new Circle Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and Hyundai Assurance.
Don't forget, Autism MVP Foundation's event, June 26th.
At the Commerce Plaza in Cliffwood.
It's Circle Hyundai's June MVP sales event. Get yourself into a 2025 Hyundai Sonata SEL or a 2025 Hyundai Venue Limited. Circle Hyundai, off Garden State Parkway, exit 109 in Shrewsbury, or online at CircleHyundai.com.
Circle Hyundai. making our mark, one customer, one MVP at a time.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to June 21st and 22nd. Like I said, tis the season. Yes, November, the election season. The election day will be here before you know it. After a resounding, or I should say crushing victory in a Republican primary, Jack Cittarelli is the Republican gubernatorial candidate. Boy, in November, for me, November can't get here fast enough. He is on the line with us right now. Jack, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. I know it's a Willie Nelson song, On the Road Again. The man is on the road again. He is omnipresent. How you doing, Jack? Congratulations on the win. You kicked some ass.
Tom, thanks very much, buddy. I'm very, very happy, obviously, with the outcome of the primary. We knew we were going to win it, but we wanted that kind of margin to prove to the state of New Jersey that we're united behind our candidate. And we're coming for a victory in November.
Okay, Jack, two things before I just want to get to the hunting and fishing firearms, the meat of the interview here. Will the other Republican primary candidates coalesce around you like the Dems, no matter how much they hate each other, scream and call names? Again, they get behind the candidate. What's it look like?
Tom, that is the hope, and I will extend my hand as I always do. But if the people decide not to come on board, we're not going to sit there and cry. We're still going to go out there and win this thing.
That's why he's Cittarelli, man. Balls to the wall, and here he goes. Well, Cittarelli, another thing, your opponent, who I won't want to mention her name on there, the Democrat candidate, the first thing she did was the name-calling. I'm saying, is that all you have? Is that it? How do you deal with that? You just ignore it and full steam ahead?
Tom, my experience has been is when the other side is calling you names, it's a really good sign. It means you're winning. So we're just going to continue to go out there and talk about how we're going to solve New Jersey's issues, talking about the issues that bother New Jerseyans every day of the week.
Well, one more thing, Jack, the affordability issue, man, this is killing people, man. This is just not good.
You bet it is. Listen, our individuals and our businesses are the highest taxed in the nation. And that's what Democrats do best here in New Jersey. So we're going to talk all about the affordability issues and how I'm going to reduce the size and cost of our state government so I can lower taxes for individuals and our businesses.
Jack, one of the most important things here, again, the governor of the state house working with the professionals at the Bureau, Division, or DEP's Fish and Wildlife. These are the professional fisheries and wildlife biologists, the endangered species biologists. It seems that the Democrat administrations are always at odds with them, giving more credence to the radical environmentalists and the anti-hunters, anti-fishing groups out there. As governor, and again, the Second Amendment, are you in our corner?
Tom, absolutely. It's the reason why I was endorsed by the Outdoor Alliance last time. I fully expect to be endorsed again this time. Doesn't mean I'm taking anything for granted. But listen, it all changes on day one with the people I put in charge of agencies like the DEP. I mean, what we have right now is a police state and a collection agency.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying here, Jack.
It's an ideologically driven agenda by mid-level bureaucrats because the division heads are captured and taken hostage by the mid-level bureaucrats. We're not going to let that happen under Governor Cetarelli. We'll have the right people in place in DEP to ensure that we don't go through another day of what we've experienced over the last 8 years.
Okay, join us on the Rock and Fin Radio Line this morning, June 21st, is Jack Cetarelli, Republican gubernatorial candidate. He kicked some ass, and he's going to keep it again. The tank keeps rolling. Jack, the Second Amendment, all the Dems always scream about, we are the most, pretty much, if not this, not the first, definitely in the top three, most restrictive state when it comes to legal firearms ownership. They have no qualms about stepping on Second Amendment rights of the legal firearms owner. As governor, again, in our corner?
Absolutely. And I got the highest grade from the Gun Owners Syndicate of New Jersey in the primary. And we'll repeat that here in the general. Just recently, the Democrats in the legislature introduced a whole bunch of new bills that really infringe upon people's Second Amendment rights. We are going to respect that right. We're going to accelerate the process by which people can get their gun permit applications approved. I don't think it should take 6, 8, 10 weeks, particularly if there's a threat to somebody's well-being. So we're going to respect people's Second Amendment rights. We're going to let hunters hunt, and those who love to fish, we're going to let you fish.
And there we go. Listeners, one last thing. Someone said the other night, I said, yeah, Cetarelli won, kicked ass, et cetera, et cetera. Now the grind begins. And Jack, one, we're Goombas. I like that. But the thing is, I said, this isn't a grind to him. This is a passion. This is an advocate. This guy is driven beyond an 18-wheeler with no brakes going downhill. So, Jack, and your travels, and I've seen him in Sussex to Cape May County. Your energy blows my mind, Cheddar. I thought I ran around a lot. Holy God, man.
Hey, Tom, listen, I've never been more committed, never been more determined, never been more energized to get things right here in Jersey. We do that by winning this year. And when I say we, I'm not just talking about me. Protecting people's gun rights, letting hunters hunt, letting people fish, okay, that all comes with a Republican legislature. We can do it this year. I can flip at least 13 seats. We flipped 8 in 2021 with the wind in our face. We got wind at our back now. I can flip 13 seats. We do that. We get something we haven't had in 25 years, a Republican majority in our state assembly.
Governor Jack, wishing you the best, man. I'm not putting all this on this. Governor Jack Cetarelli, Rack and Fin Radio. Governor, you take care. Safe travels. Hey, best of that crew, man. Your crew there, arranging this interview. Aces all the way. Two thumbs up, man.
I'm proud of my team, Tom. Thank you for the chance. Looking forward to next time, man.
And we'll see you on the road.
See you on the road.
Take care. Cetarelli, he just rocks, man. Just the guy's energy, enthusiasm. It's not a grind. Him, it's a commitment. It's an avocation, a passion. He wants to make New Jersey great again. Yeah, you heard it here. Hey, man, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Coming up, Jenny Ackerman, Fluke in the Surf. Yeah, man, you don't need a float. You don't need a boat. Great flounder fishing right from the sand. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The Trump administration is fighting back on a ban of semi-automatic firearms. The U.S. Department of Justice hasn't done this before, but they filed a briefing with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in an ongoing case about a ban of semi-automatics and so-called high-capacity magazines out of Illinois. The federal government in this brief is siding with the plaintiff, Caleb Barnett, who is suing the state of Illinois over their bans. In the brief, the DOJ even argues the Seventh Circuit made the wrong call in an earlier case upholding the bans. In that previous case, the circuit court ruled firearms like the AR-15 style rifles are militaristic and therefore outside the protection of the Second Amendment. The DOJ now says even if that is the case, that's not enough to ban them under the Supreme Court rulings like Heller and the Bruin decisions. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T-cell therapy. Ways that I advocate for cancer is probably mostly through my podcast and my Instagram or TikTok. It's so vitally important that we have Leukemia Lymphoma Society on our side.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to June 21st and 22nd. And like I said in the opening segment, the daylight is going to start to get a little shorter starting tomorrow, one day closer to the hunting seasons. Not throwing the fishing under the boat just yet, but, you know, come on, man. September 1st, rail birds, resident Canada geese, and then away we go. Like I said, don't have a boat, don't have a float. Want to catch some summer flounder, a.k.a. fluke? No worries about that because this beach bite has been going on. I'm telling you, people, from Long Branch up there in Monmouth County down through Port, chopped all the way down to Cape May. On the beach, plenty of fluke around. Join us on the line right now. Give us some fluke from the sand tips and tricks. Is the one, the only, Jenny Ackerman. She is the host of the Open Boat video series of Fisherman Magazine. Let me tell you something. I worked the boat shows with Ackerman, Atlantic City here. She draws them, man, and her seminars, her fluke seminars, are second to none when it comes to information, education, entertainment, and packing the seats. She says, Tom P., I love catching flounder from the beach. I said, you do? How about coming on Rack and Fin? She said, I would be glad to. And here she is. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm good, Tom. How are you doing?
Hey, Ackerman, even I'm catching a few from the beach. Can you believe that? Ship bottom has never been the same.
That's like a Sasquatch sighting, I feel like, Tom. I'd have to see it to believe it, but I trust you.
Jenny, listen, in all your experience fluking now, I've never seen, and all the people I've spoken with from all the way up near around Long Branch and Deal, down to the guys there are fanatics, down to Hansu and Kim. What is this beach bite is going on, it seems, up and down the coast. What do you attribute it to?
I just take it as a blessing, considering how bad the season was last year.
You ain't lying.
I know. And it's great for the people that don't have a boat like yours truly, and I will never have a boat. So growing up, fluking off the beach is like my bread and butter. So I'm always happy to, you know, take a couple steps east and go get some fish off the beach.
That's it. I tell you, I got rid of my last boat, I think 2002 or 2003, and have not looked back. What's that, Jenny? What's that saying? Your happiest day when you get a boat? Break out another thousand. Yeah, but yeah. First, the happiest day, and the next happiest day is when you sell it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Jen, it's more of a matter, people, than going down to, like I do. I'm just saying this for my benefit. Going down to the beach, hey, this looks good, and you know, throwing out a little. I like a jig. I don't like all the hair. A jig head with a gulp on there or whatever. But Jenny, reading the water, I've caught them on some low tide. I caught them on some incoming tide situations. When you hit a stretch of beach, you walk out there. I know you fish a lot there. Jenny does some work there at Grumpy's there in Seaside. Hey, tell Ray I said hi. But he ought to open a charm school, man. I can't remember the last time I saw him smile. What's up with that? But Jenny, down through Island Beach. Listen, Island Beach State Park 2 at 16 inches, but they're getting a lot bigger fish here. Jenny, reading the water, coming out on a stretch of beach, incoming, outgoing, what are we looking for a chance to put a keeper flounder or two on the sand? Go!
So I always say, like, before, like, in my seminars, I always advise people to pick a stretch of beach, go there at low tide, and identify those deep holes that are in the shallow waters. Like, you'll see a cut that forms into a trough, and fluke like to hang out in those little troughs and holes. So if you have a spot that you see at low tide is like that, come back and fish the incoming that same day, because with the incoming, that pushes bait into those troughs, and it also pushes in the big fluke. So you can work the incoming up to high tide and get yourself some fish. And that's the best advice I can say is know your beach before you go. Right. Identify those holes and come back to it. And then hopefully if beach replenishment or a storm doesn't screw up those holes, you can go back to it for a couple more times and get yourself some fluke sandwiches.
And Jenny, I've caught some and seen people catch some on the dropping tide. Again, as it drops, okay, there's a little hole there, there's a little hole there. Now, Jenny, also, in fact, my very first fluke, seems like 100 years ago. Yeah, maybe 110 years ago, was from a jetty, believe it or not, at Long Branch on the beginning of the end of the boardwalk there. My aunt Carmela, as we said in Italian, Aunt Zigamel, she had a house down, you know, the mandatory bungalow in the back. I was in high school, just got my driver's license, wanted to get into some saltwater fishing on a jetty, right, and caught fluke year after year there. Jetties are also, again, part of the surf scene, part of the beach scene, also could be a badass spot to put some fluke on the sand.
Most definitely, yeah. You can either wear your corkers or you can be a normal human and go like me and go barefoot like a psychopath. So
yeah,
they're excellent spots for getting some flukes, because I'll go to the inlet by me and crush them over at the inlet on the rocks.
Jenny, I saw, in fact, I think her name was, she used to have a shop on Lower LBI. I think her name was Val. This is years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She gave us a call. We went and watched her, and Dee Marie got into it. Casting, that's when they had jetties down there, I guess. If they're still there or not. I just try not to go down that island. Too many people. But she fished on either side of that jetty, and the fluke, I guess, were in pockets. They must have been in between the rocks or something. And it would shoot out and hit that little 3-inch, not a 4-inch, not a 5-inch, a little 3-inch Gulf swimming mullet on a quarter-ounce plain jig head. Yeah, it was insane. And she said, Tom P., all the bait that's in, all the little crabs and stuff like that, in and around a jetty, she said, it's a fluke magnet.
No, it really is. There's all those little spots that hold just little micro ecosystems of bait fish just flourish for the fluke bite, because they just sit there, and they're ambush predators, so they just hang out in one spot, and they just slurp up little bait all day and get fatter and fatter. So hopefully we get more doormats from that.
She said that for me. She said, Tom P., boy, you're rounding out nicely. Boy, Jenny, you're making me feel bad.
No.
Join us on the Rockin' Radio line is Jenny Ackerman, host. Listen, you got to check out this open vote video series for the Fisherman Magazine. Jenny is also a very accomplished writer. You've had a couple of twofers in the monthly editions, young lady. Congratulations. That ain't easy.
Thank you. No, I try. I have more coming out soon, so late summer, keep an eye out. I got good ones coming up.
Oh, Ackerman are always good. Otherwise, the editors,
yes,
man,
you.
As much as you even you work for the publication, it's not up to snuff. It doesn't make it.
those people, no, 100%.
Those people are tough. Well, Jenny, you're a surf tackle now. We go out there sometimes with basically our freshwater bass tackle. You know, again, there's the 8-foot. Right? We go to 7, 7.5, light stuff, 6-pound braid, 6-pound, 10-pound fluoro. It's a really light tackle game, but listen, on the other hand, you can't be too undergunned because, Jen, I saw one 6 pounds caught in the surf about a week and a half ago. I'm not going to say where. Don't worry about that. The guy's name is His initials are EJ, and he just as soon beat you with a manhole cover if you give up a spot.
Oh.
But, Jen, as big as this console, the board here in the studio, and, Jen, that almost hit at his feet. And he was able to get it, but wow, that was pretty impressive.
Listen, that's what people diss the beach bite. It's like, no, I got to go on the boat for fluke. No, you don't, silly goose. You can just go on the beach and you can get some big fish. People take it for granted that they have these excellent beaches with great fishing right in front of them. But going back to the light tackle, I usually bring my 8-foot rod, and I have either a 3,000 or 4,000 size reel on there. And I like to go a little bit bigger with a 4K because, you know, the summertime brings in those exotics. You're not always going to be hulking into fluke. You're going to maybe get, you know, like a Spanish mackerel, or you're going to get a cow nose ray. So you need a little bit more oomph to handle some of those potential bycatches, or, you know, you get yourself a 10-pounder off the surf, which I've seen multiple times, so it can happen.
Jenny, do you prefer a bucktail? I like, if I'm going to use something with a tail on it, people, I prefer, from my bass fishing days, living rubber, but the silicone skirt, to me, that's better than the bucktail, the hair sticks to the gulp, whatever. What are you using in there? A bucktail gulp or a jig head gulp or bait? What's the dealio?
So listen, years of field research, 25 years of field research, I've done, I've done it all. I've learned that flu can be really freaking finicky.
You ain't lying,
so
girl.
I always do. I always have a bucktail teaser rig tied on, but instead of direct tying like my bottom where that bucktail is, I'll do like a dropper loop. And then on that upper dropper loop, I'll do a 3 or 4-0 bait holder hook. So then I put my grub, like a 5-inch. I use those QH Super Baits, the QH Super Bait grub on the hook.
Stop right there, Jenny. Give that a plug. Whoa. Hey, man, those catch fish. Hey.
Dude, I told you so. Listen to Jen. She knows what she's talking about. If you're sick and tired of one gulp going through a fish and breaking up, switch to QH Super Bait because it's durable and it catches fish.
Tactics. Back to the tactics, girl.
Okay. So if they're not hitting on the bucktail, I will literally take that off the dropper loop, put on a bank sinker, and then throw it out there, and they'll hit. So I always stick with that same bucktail teaser rig because I like the chances of doubling up on fish. But I notice that if they don't like hair, that's when you just put on a little bank sinker and then you'll get into fish. They're finicky. It's weird. Yeah. Sometimes they don't like seeing that big profile. They want something short and sweet.
You know, Ackerman, listen, though, you're targeting these areas. I prefer, again, from my old days, just whaling it out there and just bouncing it back, working about it, and it'll drop, come out. You find it, again, especially if there's a time element involved, people, the tide, or you have to be somewhere picking out those spots. Have you ever had it, Jen, where you just whale it out, bring it back, and you catch fish? That's sometimes, too, when a bluefish will come in and grab it. Oh, hey, it's not an exotic, but talk about a neurotic. Hey, man, those things go crazy.
Sometimes when I just zone off into space, I'll just cast it out as far as I can and see what happens. Because you never know. You might get something like way out past the bar. You'll get lucky. That's the best thing about fishing off the beaches. It's like the Forrest Gump quote. You never know what you're going to get.
Jenny, in all your years of experience now, the latest I ever saw a fluke caught in the surf, again, because I didn't fish from past, and my days way back with Wood Advertising, shout out to Steve Brank, our incredible art director there. We had the Hopkins account at the time, so of course we were a block from the beach, we were on 22nd, the boardwalk ended on 23rd. So we went up, it was late September, early October, we were wet wading, the water was still warm, little spike weed fish were going by, and we were tossing out the, I think, 3/8 ounce or half ounce Hopkins smoothie that had the prism tape on it. Steve says he gets a whack. He said, how could I possibly be snagged? He ended up, had to let it go naturally, with a 5-pound fluke on a Hopkins. And that was the end of September, early October. How late have you seen fluke in the surf where it's a viable fishery?
Well, I've seen it too up through October because based off of their migration patterns, they're seasonal. So they'll move offshore like usually in the fall. So you still have a chance. If the water stays warm, you still have a chance of catching them. I mean, obviously not keeping them, but by catching them in like September through October, depending on the weather. Yeah.
You know, September is always a crapshoot there with the first hurricane, first nor'easter of the season. Speaking of which, Jen, we're up against a hard breakup. I can only get her for a few minutes because she's heading well. It's just this. You got to anchor Ackerman. You got to anchor it out, man. Well, Jenny, real fast on us now. Dirty water, storm cut. Your one chance to fish. You had some bad rain the day before. Surf's all roiled up and stuff like that. Possible to get a fluke or two in not the cleanest conditions? Little rough conditions, little roily conditions?
Any day you have the fish, just send it. Try your best. If it's dirty water, try chartreuse. You know, if it ain't chartreuse, it ain't no use. And then try just like if it's a rougher swell, like just do a heavier bucktail or sinker and just try to feel bottom best you can. Because even if you can't feel it, you might get lucky. That might be your big break that day.
Oh, he fishes mostly out of the Waretown area down there to Barnegat and stuff. He waits, and he gets a catch and release thing. He'll net finger mullet, and he'll go down to Ship Bottom. He'll go down to Surf City, whatever, and he'll fish those in the surf on a bucktail or a jig head. A small little finger mullet, four or five. And he's the Tom P. That's what's coming out of the bays. Or peanut bunkery. That's what's coming out of the bays. And, man, if he doesn't tomahawk those fluke in the suds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
Oh, you're breaking up there.
Yeah, a little bit of a break up there. So, yeah, so live bait or even a strip. Do you think a strip of squid, a strip of sea robin, any kind of meat, snapper blue? Hey, fluker like me, people, they eat anything.
Yeah, they love it. I always recommend people to cut open their bellies after a trip and see what they're eating in case you're going back the next day, and then match the hatch, you know.
Okay, Jen, insofar as leaders, are you a fan of the fluorocarbon or the straight mono work? Do you ever find fluke that are line shy or perceived to be line shy?
I've never had line shy fluke. I use fluoro, and that's what I've been using since the beginning, so I'm stubborn. I stick with that. I've never had a line shy fluke, and I've slayed a lot of fluke in my day.
So listen, two things, Ackerman, before I let you go. One, are you going to get in the rod building business because you make a beautiful, badass rod? And two, are you and Kyle going to start like a charter or guide service? What's the dealio?
No. So Kyle is my guide. He takes me and he teaches me. So he's mine. He's all mine. But for the rod building, if I cloned myself, then yeah. But as of right now, you guys can just read my articles in the Fisherman magazine about how I build nice rods.
Jen, before we go to a break, give a little bit about the open boat video series in the Fisherman magazine. Go.
So they air every week, Sunday, 6 p.m. I do great videos. I just did one where I went fly fishing up in New York. I have ones coming up where I'm going to go fluking off the surf. And we do have the Super Flukers Challenge. So if you watch the Super Flukers Challenge, catch a fluke on a bucktail or a teaser, email me a picture, jackerman@thefisherman.com, to be featured in the winner circle video of Open Boat for the Super Fluker Challenge.
Spell Ackerman.
How do you like those apples?
Spell Ackerman, please.
It's Ackerman. So it's jackerman@thefisherman.com.
Listen, she is the Jackerman of all trades, as they say. You've seen Jenny at the boat shows, the fishing shows. Her seminars are out of control. Excellent. So, Ackerman, your togging is pretty well up there. Are you going to do any togging seminars?
I've actually done a couple already, and I just got asked to come back to another fishing club and do another one in the winter. So I'm very much so looking forward to that. And I would much rather be in the freezing cold right now black fishing than dealing with this disgusting heat.
So. Oh, no, this is my kind of weather, Ackerman, where your skin gets like salami that's been left out at a picnic. Give me the heat and humidity anytime, man. Forget that cold stuff. Ackerman, great having you on Rakuten. You take care. Best to everyone. Great job with the video series and your writing. Keep it up.
Thank you. Good luck, everyone, fluking this summer.
Hey, listen, she means it. She's a really, really heartfelt person. One of the best in the industry, in a very sordid industry, if you get my drift. Jenny, you take care, man.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Jenny Ackerman, Rock's House. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and fin ready. Ever hear a stack tackle? Big-time players on the scene, and they are local, quasi-local. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Israel and Iran continue to target each other as President Trump weighs U.S. involvement.
I'm giving him a period of time, and I would say 2 weeks would be the maximum.
The Jerusalem Post reporting Israel's military has killed Mohammed Saeed Izadi, the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, and Benham Shawayari, commander of the Quds Force Weapons Transfer Unit. Pro-Palestinian activist and former Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil released Friday after a federal judge said it was highly unusual for the government to hold him. Khalil claims the U.S. isn't holding up its promise to welcome immigrants.
But once you cross literally that door, you see the opposite side of what actually happening on this country.
Khalil was held for 104 days. The Trump administration plans an appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Today will be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 93. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 71. Tomorrow will be hot and humid with sun and some areas of high clouds reaching a high of 101. As we head into Monday, it will be mostly sunny, very hot, and very humid with a high of 102. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And like I said, last week when we had Captain Wabbit on with our fish, I'll try to showcase a new product every week, every other week, and it's really hectic. I can't wait for hunting season, but that's besides the point. Listen, probably my travels I went through the past 2 weeks, probably at 20, 25 tackle shops up and down the shore, and even inland. I'm looking at this things on a pegboard saying, what the hell is that? That looks pretty badass. Stack tackle. I'm looking at, what is that? You have 5 jig heads in a pack, 3 separated body parts with a hook in there, and right next to it, there's these paddle tails called the clapper tails that stacked out. I saw the concept behind it, patent pending. Whoa! This is going to be definitely a game changer. See if they get hold of the co-owners, Captain Stelios Malokas and Jack Keating. Sort of quasi Jersey, LBI, but also I understand just over the Delaware River in Stroudsburg. They're on the line with us right now. Talk about this really just absolutely innovative product. It is already kicking striper bass ass all over the place. This thing is going to be a game changer. How you gentlemen doing? What's up, man?
How's it going?
Oh, this stuff. I'm like, hey, look at it. Hey, what's with the pink? You guys are out of the pink. What are you doing here? What are you doing to me?
Yeah. Sold out of pink tails. They move quick. They move quick.
Yeah, guys, when you get pick a package, scan the QR code, whatever, to learn the rigging. Go into this. Whose idea was it? This is absolutely a game changer, man. It seemed people are probably slapping her forehead. Why didn't I think of that? Well, it was tried. I found out back in the late 70s. Didn't do well. You gentlemen seem to have perfected it. This is a winner across the board. Tell us about it, man.
Yeah, thank you. Really where it started was just Steph and I, this is Jack right now, fishing this jetty here in Long Beach Island. We were fishing 30, 40, 50 feet of water at times, and fishing 5, 10 feet, fishing up in the flats all in the same day. And we were just tired of cutting, retying, re-rigging plastics. So this was really the solution that we came up with, and it took a few years behind the scenes, but now it's out and it's making a difference for a lot of different fishermen.
Do you guys have any guys? Are you engineers? Are you a machinist? How did you come up with this? I mean, the tooling and everything. This is wild.
No, we're not engineers. We're both business management majors. We both graduated college last year. Just grew up fishing from ever since we were little, and we just kind of drew it out on a piece of paper and went from there. We started off, I used to pour my own plastics, and then Jack had another smaller fishing company, and then we just combined forces and created Stack Tackle.
Listeners, the whole thing here, you have 5 heads, half ounce, 3/4 ounce, 1 ounce, 1 1/4, and 1.5 ounce heads back. And on the left side, you have 3 hooks, I guess, and you just put the bait on there. You got a spring there. It's going to hold the grub, hold the gulp, or the plastic, whatever, and just screw this in the heads. And when you want to change weights, it's a matter of simply unscrewing and reattaching, correct?
Yeah, that's all it is. So once you tie up to that back piece, there's a little weight on the back there. There's a screw lock, which is going to keep your soft plastic on.
Yep.
You could also fish a live bait on it. And then, yeah, between the 1/2 ounce, 3/4, 1, 1 1/4, 1.5. And then we also have different colors. So it's not just about switching your weight. It's about really dialing in on color, too. A lot of the guys like to mix and match.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that option as well.
What I have in my greasy Italian fingers right now is a pack of the 5-inch clapper tails in black. I'm trying these on Fluke early next week. I finally have an opening in the schedule. People don't realize how effective black is. Now, Captain Sellers, you fish black fairly frequently. Jack, you fish black fairly frequently?
Yeah, we fish black fairly frequently, black and white. White during the day, and then as soon as it starts getting dark out, or if you're fishing at night, black is the way to go. Very good low-light color. Yeah, one of the top colors that I fish. Not a lot of people fish it. It's a really niche color.
Right.
But... it's once you start fishing it, you don't want to stop fishing it.
I'm saying black is where it's at. Join us online today, the 21st of June. Captain Stelios Malokas and Jack Keating, co-owners of the new and exciting Stack Tackle. Not actually new. You guys have been out for a few years. Reaction to this. When you first went in the shops, I mean, what's this? What's this? Because, dude, guys, you know, you're freaking everywhere, man. Like, there's not a shop that when you weren't there. Go. What was the reaction at first?
In the beginning, I mean, we really hustled hard. We were taking our cars, driving all over the place with samples, just trying to meet tackle shop owners, managers, whoever we could meet, really. And then I know eventually we started getting higher up in numbers. And then we actually, when the brand started, we had a few smaller niche products, but then we really dropped this product about a year into the business being out. But we had this idea in our head for a couple of years. So we already saw the vision from the beginning. So once we saw it in stores and it started blowing up, it was awesome for us.
Now, listeners, with the heads, they come in 5-0 and 3-0. Let's get to these clapper tails. Again, you look at it, it's another paddle tail. You guys have a little different gig here going, correct? Go into that.
Yeah, so we designed the tail clapper around the screw head jig. So if you look on the top of the tail clapper, there's two bumps, two exit points for your hooks. The first bump is for a 3-0 hook, which when we released the screw head jigs, we released it with a 3-0 and a 5-0 hook. And then the second bump is for where the 5-0 hook pokes out, just so you can rig the bait perfectly every single time. So we really designed the tail clapper around the screw head jig. And
it's just been all of the shops I spoke with. Again, I know you're getting the reorders, man. I was pumping this, people. It's in and it's out. It's in and it's out. It's the screwy head jig and I love these tails, man. This tail clapper. Does that have any different cadence, a sound to it or something? When you say the clapper, what's the dealio?
I mean, the reason we kind of just named it the clapper, so the shape of the bait itself, it really has this really nice action. So instead of like more of a boot tail shape or like a 90 degree angles or sided bait, that would go like back and forth, I guess perpendicular. It has more of a 180 degree action, the tail.
Uh-huh.
And then it has a little roll too, because that top is rounded. So it has like, it really does clap in the water. I don't know if you've used it yet, but you'll see if you watch some of our videos, it goes crazy in the water.
I'll tell you, for my last guest, Jenny Ackerman from the Fisherman Magazine, I'm trying this in the surf. I'm trying this in the surf for the fluke, because the surf fluke bites out of control. Fluke by paddle tails. I've caught them on the Mr. Twister Sassy Shad for 100,000 years. So this obviously will work. Now, Jim, we're speaking to Captain Stelios Malokas and Jack Keating, owners of the incredible Stack Tackle. The stuff is hot, people. The screwy head jig and the clapper tail. Applications for these. Primarily, striped bass was your go-to for these. Well, beyond bluefish, are going to just rip it. But what were you specifically had in mind for this bait?
Yeah, so when we designed it, it was for all sorts of inshore species, striped bass, bluefish, weakfish, flounder. With all the trade shows we did over the winter and the early spring, we found out a lot of guys were also using it for freshwater, for trolling for pike and muskie, and some bigger freshwater species as well.
Speaking of which, but how about a little 3-incher there for my walleyes? Come on, man. Come on, boys. And smallmouth. Come on, boys.
Well, hey,
okay, you heard it here. It's coming. You heard it here. It's coming. And listen, by the way, you guys got to do something. You know, you're at the saltwater wreck, so couldn't even get near the friggin' booth, 5-6 deep. You got to get a bigger booth something, guys. Come on. You guys, you really knocked them out there, man.
Thank you. You think we need a bigger booth at the show?
I think extra fee, because you were packed, man. You were mobbed. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Upcoming next year. Now, these new products, again, not breaking any news here, but it's a constant state of motion. Are you already working on 2026, 2027 ideas, correct?
Yep. We have a 3-inch coming out with some smaller head sizes with a 2-0 hook.
Uh-huh.
And then also working on a tuna grade screwy head jig, but that's going to be a little further down the line.
Ooh, tuna. And here we go. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be incredible. Guys, now you have, we're up against a hard break. You have a couple of other products you want to mention. I know you have a metal lip swimmer, correct?
Yeah, so we got a couple wooden plugs that we make. We're actually, so those shapes have been out for a couple of years now. We're actually, the next run that we're doing, which will be out in the fall here for the fall run, there's a slight changes in the shapes of these baits, weight distribution as well, just to get better cast, better action. But yes, we have a Quigley Metalit. That's a 4.5-inch bait. And then we have a Pencil Popper. That's a really good, I mean, boat and surf, but highlight surf fishing. You can cast it really far. It's 3 ounces. We have a couple other small products too, some Chovy jigs. Pretty much in a pot.
I want to try those on some Albies, man.
Yeah.
Woo! That's going to be a monster. Listen, it's called Stack Tackle. Check it out. The screwy head jig, patent pending, and the clapper paddle tails. These are the highlights. There's a QR code on the back. You see how to rig it. Guys, congratulations. Quasi Jersey boys make good. Very proud of you. This is good to see. Now, again, Stroudsburg and LBI, correct?
That's correct.
I want to see your gas bills, man. Oh, guys, for more information, where do the people go? Give it up. Give it up. What do you got? Facebook, Instagram? Do they even have websites anymore? Is that so passe? For more information, where do they go?
Yeah, you can find us at stacktackle.com. That's our website. And then we're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. It's just at stacktackle.
Listen, it's great, great innovation. It changed your game. A lot of fun to fish. I see bang. I feel it already in my shoulders. Guys, take care. Good luck. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, have a good one. Thanks,
we'll see you, man. Stack Tackle. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Again, innovative as we speak. Whoa. We're going to close it out. Be right back. Rack and Fin. Where does the time go, man? I'm too excited. The daylight's getting shorter. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, if more Americans are selling their homes as of late, why don't buyers seem motivated to get off the fence? We'll examine the different reasons for their decisions. Also, is there ever a good time to lash out at your former boss? The surprising answer is yes, but there's a best way to do it. And the former executive who wants to break the cycle of what he calls learned helplessness. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, wrapping it up on Rock and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to June 21st and 22nd. Daylight's getting shorter. Hunting season's coming. Hey, let's close it out with a quick fish report. Captain Dave, the Rave Shoal. Absecon Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon, giving fishing reports on Rock and Fin for 22 years. Captain Dave, how you doing, man? And what is going on in the water?
I'm doing great, and I tell you what, we've been waiting for a flounder year for a long time, and this is it. If you want to catch flounder, this is the year, right now, today, and every other day, you know, within the near future.
Oh, Dave, listen, I had a guy, last week. You turned him on to using Spot for Big Fluke. He says, you know him? I said, I've known Dave for 100 years, it seems. Wow, man, Dave, congratulations on that one, man. You turned this guy, you got one about 8-9 pounds.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there. There's a lot of, well, there's some real good ones like that. There's a lot of good ones, a lot of keepers. And I tell you, I don't get me fired up, I'll get you fired up, but there's an awful lot of really beautiful 17 and a half inch males that are It would look perfect in that frying pan that we have to release. But let's keep it upbeat, and I won't knock the laws too much today.
Okay, Cap. Hot fluke spots. Go.
I've been fishing a couple of times. I have finally gotten out a couple of stripers. We've been putting a couple of flounder in the pot to still keep enough to eat. But I've been fishing the shallows. It has been real good up in the little finger sloughs that nobody else goes into because I don't like crowds.
I hear you.
But yep. down in the channels, you know, like, well, it's everybody's common knowledge. Right down in Absecon in the Cross Tides area, right. Yeah, right when you come out of the state channels, that's been loaded with boats every day, and still every day they're bringing in a load of keepers out of there.
David's
whole inland waterway.
Yep.
You find a place you like, where you're confident in, and are almost a sure bet there's flounder waiting there.
Okay, Dave, two things before I let you go. What about, you hear anything on weak fish, and what about bluefish?
Bluefish, there's quite a few around. They're not... Yeah, I haven't found any schooled up. I've seen a few birds work in a couple of places. When I've been striper fishing, we've hooked some nice five, and we had one up to about 8 pounds on the spot. But we haven't lost many. So it was a good mix in there with some blues, but nothing really. I've heard right out in front, right in front of the T jetty here, a couple of times they've gotten ganged up.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it's they're around.
Weak part
of your catch.
Weak fish a player at night, Dave.
I haven't heard much of the night guys, and you know these weak fishermen are getting so closed mouthed anymore. I know around. I know that I know they've been sneaking up Delaware Bay, starting to light up every year, and I think this year's is scheduled to be a good one. But I haven't really got my finger on anything, and I've. Talking to a few Sharpies, so they're coming.
Oh yeah,
I will bet on that, but not today.
Cap, any line siders, any stripers, any bass around still?
There's still a few. It's not like last year. It's all something with the water temperature. Something the same thing. And the big thing is the minnows are still pretty much missing in action. As of this minute, I have minnows in my tank. I hope it just stays through the whole weekend. I've only missed a couple hours, but it's tough. It's tough to find the minnows. So when you find them, keep your mouth shut to where they are.
more work
getting the minnows than it is getting the fish right now.
Vintage Commodore Dave Shaw. Cap, we'll see you this week, man.
Okay.
Take care.
We're always here.
And that'll do it for this week. Weekend on Rack and Fin, right with me, Tom Pig. Hey, a little bit of a news flash here. Save the best for last. Well, I don't say best for last. However you want to do it. This is our final broadcast on WPG 95.5 FM Talk Radio and WPG 1450 AM. Bit of a scheduling shift, moving stuff around and whatever. So it's called Radio Station Chess. And as our great engineer Chris Coleman put it, so Rack and Fin Radio will now be airing only 7 to 8 a.m. on 97.3 ESPN FM, streaming live 97.3 ESPN.com. And you download the 97.3 radio app to get to the podcast platform. Also, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube and other platforms as well. Great 22-year run on WPG, man. But that's the way it goes. It's all about business. But you hear the Rack and Fin Radio message. 50,000 watts strong on 97.3 ESPN FM, 7 to 8 starting next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Check out, man, Fluke on the Beach, and check out the Screwy Head Jigs. Stack tackle, man. Jersey boys, make good. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Chitterelli for governor.